Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WQAM presents the 2019 Coconut Grove Art Festival. If you're an art lover, foodie, music fan, don't miss over 400 global artists showcasing their talents along Biscayne Bay. There'll be a ton of cooking demonstrations and live music as well. The Coconut Grove Art Festival runs from February 16th through the 18th. Get tickets now at cgaf.com. That's cgaf.com. That's from the 16th through the 18th of February. It's the 2019 Coconut Grove Art Festival.
Well, Will Mansell was up late last night.
Sure was.
Working as the Miami Heat just played their butts off and just came up short and got screwed on a call. There's no question about it. If you stayed up and watched it late, you saw Kevin Durant double dribble, clearly double dribble, as they took about 200 looks at it. Eric Reed was checking it and they slowed it down, and guy right there on top of it missed it and ends up, could have been, I mean, they still could have lost the game, but was a big play after Heat had gone back and forth, had a huge lead in that game last night. That also, Eric Spoelstra not real happy with the difference in free throws in the game, 26-8, and felt like was home cooking given to the championship team, and it can't be that way in the NBA. Mm. So anyway, well, I thought you had it ready to go. You were looking at me. You got a lot going on back there, Hollywood. Don't worry about it. You got it. We'll play it with Will.
NBA, do not find me. I'm allowed to say this. It ends up being 26-8. I know nobody wants to hear it, and that's not why we lost. We had a 3-point lead with a chance, to get a stop, and we actually did not play it well on Durant's handoff. And an MVP comes off, and he's wide open for a three, and ties it up. But then on the very next possession, it's a double dribble. Everybody can see it. Those are tough calls to make, but everybody saw it. It's right there in front of everybody. That should be a violation. And you can't miss those calls. But we had our chances. Like I said, it was back and forth. The officials, so let's be clear about it so I do not get fined. That's not why we lost. But you hate to see 26-8 when our guys are going. The tricks of the trade and things of that nature, I don't want to say to our guys, and I'm not going to give them that you have to earn it. You have to earn it with your record. That's not what this league is about.
Okay.
It's a pretty big disparity in free throws.
Well, he's pretty much saying that game was given to the better team. The better team got all the benefit of all the calls last night.
No call, 18 more free throws, yeah.
And star power was at its best last night out in Golden State. So
Will Manso just tweeted out 15 minutes ago that he took 23 more shots from the field, had 16 more rebounds, scored 14 more points in the paint than Golden State, yet the Warriors had a 26-8 free throw disparity. Spo's right.
Right. Usually the more aggressive team gets
more
the
free
benefit.
Throws. Yeah.
And listen, he came out and have really played great early in all these games. Had a chance. I mean, they were up 19 early in the game, playing great. And even late in that game, had their chances after a couple nice defensive plays that they were able to make. But come up short on it, and the free throw difference is huge, no question about it. And the double dribble was just a...
It's bad. Blatant no call there.
Brutal. Yeah. Brutal no call. Brutal no call. And of course, and then you got to give Golden State, they still knocked down a bunch of shots. They kept going down three. And kept having guys hit shots and keep them in the game, and they end up winning it.
First off, they stay in the game till the end, and there's a shot difference or there's someone a big shot at the end of the game, Golden State's going to win that game. They got one of three guys that are hot, or all three guys are hot. They need a bucket or a three-pointer late in that game. I mean, you saw what happened. Miami scored that one basket to go up, and then Steph Curry comes straight down the court, takes two dribbles, boom, three-pointer in. Like, it's almost not fair. Like, well, you cover Durant, you cover Clay, Steph's got a foot and a half on a defender, boom, three-pointer.
Well, they're all shooting real well now. Durant, Curry, and Thompson go for
93
points last night. That's hard to do.
12 points combined, by the way, for Cousins and Green, and they still win the game.
Hey, I know we talk about Adam Gase a lot, and former coach with the
someone texted Miami in. What about Dolphins? The Jets drama? Someone texted in that 5 minutes ago.
Just love all this stuff. We talked about it early this morning. So Adam Gase, and what we don't know, I don't know if Adam Gase really wanted Greg Williams, because you know for years that Adam Gase has heard about Greg Williams from his father-in-law, Joe Vitt.
Sure.
Who's been down here so that the Joe Vitt and his wife can be around the grandkids, Adam Gase's kids. So Joe Vitt was a coach on the New Orleans Saints coaching staff with Greg Williams, and they're saying he's the one that went out and said Greg Williams lied about the whole interview with the NFL, and he got suspended for a year. Now Adam Gase makes his father-in-law a defensive coach. Greg Williams takes the job as Adam Gase's defensive coordinator because he wants to coach. And he goes, oh, by the way, I'm not coming by myself. Greg Williams says, I'm bringing my son, Blake Williams. The report on Blake Williams, he's a complete pain in the ass, out of control like his father. And the only job he can get is when his dad hires him. Nobody else in the league will hire him. So he goes, I want, like a lot of these older coaches now, they want their kids to coach on the staff. They got 25 guys. And so Adam Gase goes, hey, Greg, I really don't want your kid coaching. I'm just, you know, you take it, but So Greg Williams threw a temper tantrum. Adam Gase, and I'm sure Greg Williams going, oh, so now Joe Vitt's bad-mouthing. Can you imagine what that's going to be like?
No.
Because at the end of the day, Adam Gase is away from the coaching. That's his wife's dad. That's Adam Gase's wife's dad, Joe Vitt. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? Because they're going to be getting together no matter what.
Of course.
Days off and everything else. And Greg Williams comes aboard. He's like his own head coach on defense, and he's got his kid on there. And Joe Vitt and Blake Williams both can be coaching linebackers.
Oops. Probably should have thought that one out a little
Joe
more.
Joe Vitt took Greg Williams down, and he got suspended for a year from coaching.
A little bad blood, huh?
You couldn't make all this stuff up. It's just unbelievable.
You got to think there's still a little bad blood
there,
right?
This goes back, by the way, to Bounty Gate, if you're wondering what gate it was.
No, but Greg Williams, Joe Vitt, background situation, over a couple beers, they probably don't like each other.
Yeah, I don't think.
And now they got to work kind of together.
I don't think time's healed that,
yeah,
and they probably never thought they're going to be in this situation again. So.
Interesting storylines there in Jets.
But can I ask you a question? Doesn't ownership...
Has to know what's going
on. The
here,
general
right?
manager, and I get, and it looks like it's pretty clear Adam Gase is not going to have the say so that he had down here.
No.
Stephen Ross gave him is not going to happen up there. But it's just weird. Like, general manager goes, hey, Adam, I got this. I don't know what your background is with Greg Williams. He's a really good coordinator. He'll be good. Just let him do his thing. We know you just like to do offense, let him run the defense. But. You got to wonder how that. I mean, you can only divide the team so much, offense and defense. Yep. How is that going to work out? Oh my God! When
I
saw
just
that,
seems funny.
And now, of course, all the Joe Vitt and Greg Williams, and they're going to have to comment on it at some point, and what it's going to be like. Now, I knew Joe Vitt wanted to get back into coaching. He was just kind of a consultant here, helped out, but he wanted to actually. He's been a lifetime NFL coach, wanted to get back into it, but this is going to be.
Something to watch.
If somebody gets you suspended for a year, you don't go, hey, don't worry about it, man.
We're good.
I know you ratted me out on that stuff when I lied to him a little bit so I could save my job, but that's fine. I deserved it. I was out of coaching and, you know, ruined my reputation for a few years before I was able to get back and leave. But don't worry about it, Joe. Don't worry.
We're good. Don't worry. I don't hold a grudge.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
That story is...
Well, just top to bottom, what's going to end up happening there? Because, you know, this has blow-up written all over it on that defensive side in those defensive meetings. Might not be Adam in that meeting, but you're going to have to put a security guard in those meetings.
Well, if something
Greg
goes
Williams
wrong...
Greg Williams is a fireball himself. We know that, just so by himself. So he's got his crazy kid in there, too. And then Joe Vitt.
How about all
Joe
this,
Vitt's no sane person.
How about all this stuff leaking out already, though?
Of course.
I mean, it's bad they're going, hey, somebody, now you know Greg Williams would be pissed that somebody's already bad-mouthing his kid.
His kid.
You bad-mouth somebody's kid. Uh-huh. Like, where did they start saying that about Blake can't get a job except with me? He's a pain in the ass to work with for a young guy. He thinks he can go around because I'm on the coaching staff running the defense. He thinks he can go around act like an idiot around here. Who spread that stuff? Oh, it's going to be crazy. Anyway, we got to check in on the Kendall Toyota. West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. We got Will Mansell going to join us in a few minutes. We're going to wake him up, talk a little Heat West Coast basketball.
He's up. He's been tweeting for about 40 minutes, unless he's sleep tweeting.
Oh, listen, they had
that. I guess it's possible.
They had their chances last night. The Golden State was about as flat as possible to start that game. It was there.
Someone said, all you need now in New York is adding Mike Tannenbaum to the mix. Throw him up there as one of the directors of player personnel or something.
Can you imagine? No. We're bringing Mike back.
No, I can't. I would love, if that happens, first off, without that happening, I still think right now if I have my vote, it's Jets on Hard Knocks. Adam, Greg Williams, Vitt, that whole thing going on
there
up there.
There is no way.
No chance, right? If you're the Jets ownership, you have to say, we appreciate the offer. Dolphin, no chance.
I talked to some of that Dolphin coaching staff last year, and they were going, can you believe Cleveland is putting this on TV? How bad a look it is.
It was.
You don't think Adam Gase is going, uh-uh.
Not me.
Look, I know you want to pump up the Jets and stuff, but don't put us on that show. Not with this group.
All right, Will Mansell is going to join us next year, sports director for WPLG. Obviously, you still see him on Fox Sports Heat as well. On your ride home from work, check out Hawk and Crowder weekday afternoons from 2 to 6 on the home of the Dolphins, Hurricanes, and Panthers, AM 560 and FM 96.5, HD2 WQAM. Radio.com.
Radio.com. For three, off the rim, ball tipped up, ball game. Warriors win it by two as the Miami Heat make it close. The final score, Golden State 120 and the Miami Heat 118.
NBA, do not fine me. I'm allowed to say this. It ends up being 26-8. I know nobody wants to hear it, and that's not why we lost. We had a three-point lead. With a chance, to get a stop, and we actually did not play it well on Durant's handoff, and an MVP comes off and he's wide open for a three and ties it up. But then on the very next possession, it's a double dribble. Everybody can see it. Those are tough calls to make, but everybody saw it. It's right there in front of everybody. That should be a violation, and you can't miss those calls. But we had our chances. Like I said, it was back and forth. The officials. So let's be clear about it so I do not get fined. That's not why we lost. But you hate to see 26-8 when our guys are going, the tricks of the trade and things of that nature. I don't want to say to our guys, and I'm not going to give them that you have to earn it. You have to earn it with your record. That's not what this league is about.
Don't worry, Spo. We found the person that's going to pay your fine. He's going to join us next year on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. The sports director for WPLG 10 and Fox Sports Heat host, Will Mansell. Will, good morning.
I'm not paying that fine. And I think it's coming, too. Kept saying it, but I think it's coming.
Yeah, that's what are those, 15, 20, 25 grand for taking shots at officiating?
Usually in that range, yeah. They usually you'll hear that 15, 20,000. I think that might be money well spent for Spo because last night, you had the 26-8 he mentioned. You had the double dribble of Durant that was clear. The Heat had 23 more shots from the field, had 16 more rebounds. I mean, and yet they attempted that few free throws. It's hard to do in an NBA game.
You know what's amazing, Will? They've actually played some of their best basketball the last three games on this West Coast against Portland, Sacramento, and Golden State kind of came out flat. They jumped all over them and had as good a chance they're going to have of beating them out there.
Yeah, they should be 3-0 on this trip, and it's kind of the story of the season is the frustration that this team is oh so close in so many moments and then has the frustrating moments where you see them play like this and then they can't beat a terrible team at home. So it's the ups and downs and the frustration. It all comes to the same thing, and we saw it last night, guys. I mean, the Warriors have, what, 4 or 5 stars? I mean, you look at DeMarcus Cousins and what he is, too, and when he's healthy, and the Heat don't have that singular star, that one guy. And on a night where Jay Rich, Justice, and Deion go off, and Dwayne had some nice moments, they still fall short, and it's hard when you don't have that superstar.
Yeah, Josh Richardson last night, 8 of 11 from three-point land, 14 of 22 from the field. He had a really, really good night. Stinks that they lose that game with him having such a big one.
Yeah, and that's those are throwing uglies. I mean, he went toe-to-toe with Durant. So, I mean, Josh was incredible. And I think these are the learning moments Bo talks about, you know, and it stinks when the learning moments come in a loss. But you look at Justice and Jay Rich and those moments down the stretch, in particular Jay Rich, like you mentioned, these are moments you learn from them. I mean, you went toe-to-toe with the two-time defending champs on their home court, back and forth. Durant hits a three, you hit a three. This guy drives, you kick it out. Justice hits a three. I mean, that's stuff you hope they grow from, but it's a lot more fun when you grow in wins than when you grow in losses.
Will, we're going to start seeing a lot bigger minutes for Winston Richardson and Waiters off last night, or was just because they were playing well, or do you think Spo starts giving some guys big minutes?
You know, I've always thought, Joe, that the plan all along was Deion work his way back, and I actually was surprised that Deion was in the starting lineup, you know, after the Tyler trade. Not because I don't think Deion is good enough or earned it. Obviously, I think he's the right guy to start. I just thought Spo was going to bring Deion back with the whole 7-11 combo post All-Star break when you get Goran back and go back to that mix. And then you have Justice, Jay Rich, you know, Deion, Hassan, who am I missing? Oh, and Deion. Yeah, that starting five. Mm-hmm. So when you see that's the combo that I think is going to go moving forward. But I think he got it, though. I think he's in a position now with the trade last week. Limited his options, which is a good thing. You know, I thought it was addition by subtraction. When you have 11, 12 guys every night that you got to try to pick rotation, it's almost impossible. I think getting it down to about a 9-man rotation is ideal, and I think that's what Spo's trying to do in these final 28, 29 games.
Goran is safe to say he'll be back after All-Star break. Is that the plan?
Yeah, I saw Goran recently working out, and he looked good, and I haven't heard anything. But he don't really provide timetables and updates, but, I mean, it's always been the target, All-Star break, and Goran looks good. I think, barring any kind of setback, I think post All-Star break he's back, and I think, you know, the question I've been asked a million times is like, well, what do you do with Justice? And I think it's a good problem to have. I still think Justice handles the ball, sees time at the point, but you've seen it so far even now, guys. Justice isn't always running the point and, you know, running the offense when he's out there. Those shift responsibility, and I think they'll do that. It'll just shift over more to Goran than it does to Dwayne and Deion.
By the way, how good is that starting five when you look at Golden State? Oof. And I heard somebody the other day watching the national games say, I mean, they like the Philadelphia starting five better. And I said, you got to be kidding me. It's a nice starting five, but it's not.
Philly's is good, but Golden State's, come on.
Different level.
I love what Philly did with Tobias Harris. And there was actually an article yesterday on ESPN, a headline article saying, hey, how good can their starting five be? The Sixers, it could be damn good. I mean, it could be get to the NBA Finals good. But the Warriors, I think we're going to look back. You know, you look at these eras. We look back at the Big Three, how special that was and how unique it was. I don't know how you'll ever see a group like this Warriors team is assembled. Guys in their prime. This isn't like OKC when the Heat played them in the finals. There was all those young superstars and they weren't there yet. These are guys in their prime. These are guys at their best, at their peak. I mean, what you saw last night, I mean, Steph Curry had, what, 25 and Klay had 29, and we didn't even mention them yet. Because Durant had 39. I mean, it's crazy, crazy group they've got.
You know, it's amazing, too, because Joe brought it in. The first thing he said this morning was they had, what, 93 combined points. And how many times did we say during the 4 years down here, if those three guys, if LeBron and Wade and Bosh could somehow get 75, there's no way they're going to lose this game. These guys are getting 93. It's unbelievable.
It is. And, you know, the stats I mentioned earlier for the free throw stuff, I mean, and if you really think about those stats, and they shot 23 more shots in the field than he did. They made five more threes. They got 16 more rebounds on the Warriors' home court. And the Warriors, because they have all these stars, still found a way. You know, say what you want about the free throws. And I get there were some weird calls and then the double dribble. But they still had to make baskets. I mean, Durant still went down the court and hit a three, down three, with under a minute left. And that's what the greats do, and that's what they did last night.
Hey, I got to ask you some Marlins stuff since they just had Fan Fest and we're getting ready to go through the more of the growing pains and building from the minor league system up. Michael Hill came out, president of operations, said, give us a chance, was a message to 20-plus thousand that were out there. They got a pretty good crowd coming out for a few hours on Saturday. What do you think, and what do you expect?
You know, I'm actually on my way now. Derek Jeter's making availability today for the media about an hour from now. I'm on my way to Marlins Park now. And, look, what I think is that I tell people all the time, I mean, you can't I think the conversation last year, guys, was, is this the right thing, right? Should you really rebuild? Shouldn't you keep the stars? I think we're past that conversation. No matter what I say, there isn't a person, whether it's you guys or people listening, that will think it's a good thing if they thought all along that this is stupid, that it's a bad thing, they should never trade these guys away. Nothing's going to change that. And if you're on board, if the optimist says, hey, we need this, they need to rebuild, then great. But it doesn't change the bottom line, guys. This team is going to be really bad this year. I mean, there's no way to get around it. You look at the roster, and their organizational depth is double, I think, of what it was a year ago. Everything has changed. The crazy thing is, think of what they've changed. The roster, the farm system, parts of the front office, the ballpark, the mascot, the uniforms. I mean, even Billy went on a diet.
Billy looked a lot lighter this morning. I saw that picture.
He looked like he got gastric bypass. He was on the keto diet this offseason.
So wow.
They had literally changed everything for the Laurie regime. But all that said, guys, the on-field product is what we have to watch for 162 games.
Right.
It's not going to be a good product this year. It's just not. There's no way that this is going to be a surprise 85-90 win team. It's not. They just don't have the horses right now. They're trying to build that system. I think I commend them for taking a full-on approach and buying. You know, this is what they want to do. They're going all in on it. But, you know, the short term, it's going to be a lot of pain.
Will, I'm not even joking with this. What do you do to market this team for this season? Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, we had Peter O'Brien as a guest on our show last night. You know, former Kane, he's probably going to be the starting first baseman. I said, let's be honest. You know, I'm giving you an open forum. What's your sell? His sell is, look, why not us? Give us a chance. We're going to play hard for you. Come out and support us. Now, I know what people are thinking. Yeah, man, I'm not going to spend my hard-earned money to go on a bunch of guys just trying, and I go out there and they're trying, but they lose. I get it. But their pitch is, come watch our young guys. We're building for the future. We're going to play hard. We're going to every night leave it out there. And that's what they're trying to pitch toward the future and the present. But in the short term, again, you know, look, it's tough to buy season tickets and to spend money. You know what it's like to go to a game and buy your kids a hot dog and sit in the seats in the parking. It's a lot to just say, hey, we're going to try hard for you. But I think for now, their pitch is, trust us. We're trying to go in the right direction. We're going to give it our best. These young guys are eventually going to be guys that can win games in the future.
You got to go up to Jupiter to meet with Derek Jeter, or are you meeting with him in Miami?
No, thankfully they're doing it at Marlins Park. Yeah, it's going to be over at Marlins Park.
I thought you had to go up early, man, before that pitcher-catcher thing and then full squad and all that stuff that we used to do up there.
You remember those days. No, it's Marlins Park today and then get some rest and then the Heat game tonight. We got the studio show tonight. So
that's right.
Yeah, I tell you what, boy. We watch everybody else do it recently back-to-back and they've had to come to Miami. Now they got to play the second-best team in the West. After traveling out last night, after a lot of guys played big minutes, brutal. What do you expect?
I mean, the most brutal back-to-back. If you had to look at the NBA schedule, says, hey, what's the hardest?
This one.
I would say Golden State, Denver, going from the best team maybe ever, you know, one of the most talented teams ever, to the high altitude and one of the best teams in the NBA right now on the very next night. What I expect is, look, this team always – the one thing about the Heat, they always find a way to surprise you against quality opponents. I could see them going out there making it a game. It's going to be tough tonight. I mean, Denver's a great team. We saw them here a few weeks ago. Jokic is just a phenomenal player. The great thing about – if you guys ever see Jokic in person, he is a guy – he's 7 feet. He's skilled. He shoots. He drives. He rebounds. But he looks like he's been sitting on his couch having like a 12-pack of beer.
My kind of guy, Will. My kind of guy.
His skill set is ridiculous. His hands are just phenomenal. His touch on the basket.
And look, he beat them. Remember, he beat them on that wild shot with 5 seconds left. So I expect a competitive game. And, you know, you never know this team. They find a crazy way to surprise us and win. So it'll be fun to see them go back. And look, Wednesday will be fun, too, against Dallas before the break and seeing their young player, Luka. So it'll be an interesting couple of days before the All-Star break.
Will, on your way down to Marlins Park, you're not worried about Derek Jeter coming out saying you don't know anything about baseball, right? I know that. You're famous for that. You know that at this point.
I was home. That was the greatest day of my Will Mansell. That's funny, Zach.
Like, Jeets ain't going to call you out, right?
I will say this about Derek. He's nothing like Laurie Matthews. He will call you out, but he's a little more respectful about it. You know? But that day was comical because you guys left me the dust. Joe remembers these days when we, in the media, you know, we all, while we're competitors, we all get along and we all have the same, you know, agenda. We want to ask the tough questions, the questions the fans want. I get there to Superman that day and I'm the only one there. it's the beat guys who have to be really careful because you got to cover them day in and day out, you know, and you don't want to, you know, ruffle any feathers. And then I was the only one. I'm like, wait, why am I the one who has to do this stuff today?
Hey, who's the PR guy that was with Jeffrey Loria, the worst PR guy in the history of South Florida that was with him? What was that guy's name? Do you remember that idiot?
Wait, you're talking about the main PR?
Remember when Jeffrey Loria had the guy stand behind him when he decided he was going to go on the tour and happened to catch you at lunch? That's when I was laughing.
You know, it's funny. I know who you're talking about. He actually hired. They had a separate firm that wasn't Marlins Media Relations.
Right. That's exactly right. That's who this guy was.
Well, those guys that were good guys behind the scenes, but. This was a guy, and I remember, yeah, he was behind there. It was like a separate agency because they knew Moore was going to get blasted. So they hired a separate agency to protect them from the blasting.
God, that was just
And his rebuttal to that is, Will, you don't know nothing about baseball.
Oh, don't worry. Will got even with him when he went live. Will
got
it. Seen that.
I almost missed those days.
Will, drive safe. Will, we'll see you tonight on TV on Fox Sports.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
All right, Will Mansa, sports director of WPLG, and knows nothing about baseball. That's one of my favorite things from the Loria stuff.
When the owner calls you out.
Yes, fully called Will Mansa.
To a guy that's been around.
Yep.
Who, by the way, like, knows baseball.
Yeah.
And he decides.
What do you know about baseball?
What do you know? And then he went to talk about it. He goes, you know, and he couldn't remember one of the guy's names. And I'm like, yeah, maybe you ought to study some of those guys yourself there. Mr. Big Bucks owner.
Wow, that's it.
You thief.
Well, who's laughing now?
You big thief.
1.1, right?
He's over in France somewhere.
Yeah, laughing at us. He's listening.
Buying a piece of art as we speak.
That's it.
All right, hey, listen, we got to go.
I'm jealous. 1.1.
Yeah, 1.1
billion. Isn't that what Samson's throwing our face at the Levitard party?
Don't worry. Don't worry. Our good mayor of Dade County is trying to get some of that money. He ain't giving up.
Good luck. I'm with you, but good luck.
Oh, no, he's going against
the
shark.
Can you raid the France bank?
No, he's going against a shark. At least give us a piece of that crappy art.
He did. It's sitting out front.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead. Take what you want.
I forgot about that thing's going to rust out if we don't get it up here pretty soon.
Do we have something covering that thing?
I'm guessing no.
Where is that stupid thing?
Isn't it out front?
It's outside the Marlins ballpark. I think they're going to put it up, and then maybe they decide, is it going to be out there or not?
I don't know.
You know, like for charity, sometimes they put like an old car out there, and you can pay a couple bucks to whack it with like a sledgehammer?
They can make some good money doing that.
That thing was a couple million bucks.
50 bucks a whack?
This guy is an actual artist that put that together.
I feel bad for the artist.
If you walked up to Marlins Park and they're like, hey, $5 and you can take a sledgehammer shot to this hideous sculpture.
I got a 50.
$5 to charity?
I'm going to tell you something. I think people would like to see it up.
No.
When they drive by down there to
see
it.
Stop it.
With the flamingos flying around.
People smack the crap out of it.
The dolphins kind of going up and down.
I don't know about that.
I'm serious. I think people like to see it up.
You think people just want to see it there? Like twice a day?
For the people down there in that area, yeah.
I'm guessing more people would rather take a whack at it than look at it.
Text it in, 56022 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota.
It's a promotion.
Keep it or whack it.
Listen,
it's out there. Keep it or whack it.
It's out there. You might as well have it like at a certain time during the day. It can go off like game day or trying to get creative here. You guys are laughing at me.
Good for you.
You want to make it like a grandfather clock, like it goes off every top of the hour?
It would be cool. And then you see the fishies jumping and the flamingos jumping around. And
the fishies?
You see what you're doing? You're reaching. Really reaching.
So all you got to do is put it back together. You don't have to.
What is it? Mr. Potato Head?
Things are going to rust out pretty soon. Then
they took
it
apart?
It yeah.
They did?
I thought they took a helicopter and lifted it out.
A helicopter? Really?
And just roll that thing out?
You think you get a helicopter out down there by the airport? That's real smart.
And just roll that thing out of there?
Hey, we got to go to break here. You guys are
rare
form.
Is that a no-fly zone, Joe?
I don't know, but I don't know if they're going to let
it. Quick poll on the text line. Keep it or whack it. 56022. I got to see this. I'm reading that text line.
That's what you guys are going to do.
Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. 56022. Keep it or whack it. All right, 56022, Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. We'll read some texts that just came in.
Well, you really bummed me out for Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm reading a tweet from John Orand. I believe he's from Sports Business Journal. And he writes about the stuff for next season, that the normal opening game of the season, which is the Super Bowl champion getting their rings, would be the Patriots. And it's not going to happen because of the 100-year anniversary of the NFL, that it's more than likely going to be Bears hosting the Packers, two of the oldest franchises in the NFL. And he's talking about other stuff during the season, other special games or whatever it's going to happen. Like they're talking about the Chiefs and Rams or something like that, another Mexico City possible game, maybe not those two teams. But then he says at the bottom of everything, the Thanksgiving afternoon games will likely feature the Bears and the Lions, which will be Bears at Lions.
Always the Lions.
On
right.
Fox.
Right.
And the Dolphins and Cowboys on CBS. And we looked up because nothing is official yet on those games, but you already know who your home and away opponents are next year. If it's the Dolphins and Cowboys, that's in Dallas Thanksgiving. That would not be a home game, although we talked about it, and that would be
That'd
pretty
be
cool.
Nice Thanksgiving, yeah.
So it's the on NFC the East as one of the divisions the Dolphins play next year. The Giants and the Cowboys, two of the sexier games in that division, will both be away games. So you're playing in East, you know, in MetLife and in Cowboys Stadium for Thanksgiving, and then you'll have the Eagles and the Redskins here. But just some of the stuff sort, you know, leaking out a little bit.
All right.
There'll be a couple more 9:30 a.m. games.
Well, I'd rather have that Thanksgiving game than go to London.
Yeah, it does not look like there's no London game for the Dolphins.
I feel like we played there three times in 4 years, so we should be okay.
Yeah, I think that we're okay for a while. Well, also remember he was playing those games because he wanted to get a Super Bowl here.
And we're getting one.
And you got one.
This year.
That's it. So
what else we got coming
up? All right, so we'll go to the text machine right now. Before the break, I said, would you rather keep it or whack it? The Marlins big art piece. A couple whackets, take a poop on it was one of them. That's good. Very nice, sir. I'll definitely say whack it, but I'm not paying $5 for it. I just want to go and whack it. Let the pigeons do their thing on it. Keep it and take a whack at Samson and Loria. Keep it. It's a perfect symbol for Miami. Flashy, tacky, and a waste of money. That's funny. Whack it 24/7 and twice on Sundays. I want to beat the bleep out of that thing. Put it at Top Golf and aim for it. Not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea.
Put it out there.
Yeah, that's good. Whack it, smack it, and beat it up. And I'll mistreat it also. Keep it. I agree with Joe. Oh, I see you got one guy on your side.
One out of 50.
And the other two, whack it and whack it. All right. So a bunch of those just came in and did that. Marlins need Falcons concession prices to get me there more often. Makes sense for baseball since there's so many games. Those beers add up. Yeah, the Falcons have a pretty good pricing on certain things in that brand new stadium.
That's a smart move.
Yeah.
That was a smart move.
Yeah. Greer will have was as much as the problem with the Dolphins as anyone else, by the way. I don't know why he gets a pass. The fans won't tolerate horribly losing 2 years in a row. Greer and Flores will be gone in 2 years. Well, Flores got a 5-year guaranteed deal.
He'll get more in 2 years. Yeah. He'll get more. Plus he's just flat out told it's a rebuild.
Yep.
I mean, he was just flat out told the way we've been doing, it's not working. We've been band-aiding and just patching this thing together. We need to do it the right way. So, actually, for Flores coming in as a young coach, it's a great way. Put his system in, and he doesn't have to look over his shoulder.
Correct. Yep.
And matter of fact, I think privately they'd love to have a fairly bad record to get a top five pick.
Yep. The Jets are going to recreate when Buddy Ryan threw a punch at another coach back when he was the defensive coordinator for Houston. Was that Kelvin Gilbride and him that punched each
they
other?
They didn't get along. No. And then going back to Chicago, Ditka tells stories about he and Buddy Ryan.
Well, it says right here, that's going to be like the Bears in 85 with Ditka running the offense and Buddy Ryan running the defense. No one liked each other.
Can I just say this, though? Like, and I know it worked in L.A. I think for these new coaches, and I've always disagreed with Adam on this, I just want to be an offensive guy and I want to call plays. Like, no, unless you got absolutely the right guy on defense, you got to be involved. You got to be involved. Well, you can't act like it's not. No. You're the head coach. Head coach. Mm. I don't know.
All this nonsense is why you don't hire family. Nepotism is real in the NFL.
I agree with that,
it is.
Too, brother.
We know. We've
Whoever
seen that.
Said that, I totally agree.
Yep. Someone also asked, there's a couple tweets in a row, it was closer to about 45 minutes ago, about Boomer Esiason and if he's okay. And someone asked if he had a stroke. No, he did not, because of the stuff that happened. I guess at the top of each hour, we have a CBS Sports Minute, and they've been sending it in for the last couple of weeks. slow motion. This is what it sounds like.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. The New York Jets season already seems destined to go up in flames, folks, after dismissing Tom.
Okay.
Sounds bad. Yeah. He did not have a stroke. I just believe it's sent in at a slower pace.
Jeez. Plaza Hotel reservations. May I help you?
How do you do? This is Peter McAllister, the father.
Yes, sir.
I'd like a hotel room, please.
Yes.
With an extra large bed, a TV, and one of those little refrigerators you have to open with a key.
Yes, sir. You'll need a major credit card contract.
Boomer size and getting a hotel room.
So bad.
You got it.
So bad. So bad.
More people were actually, one guy wrote in and said, I'm actually really proud of Joe Rose. He knows all the storylines for that Alaskan Bush People show. Like, you know the story. Like, you were right when you were saying before and we were laughing at you. Someone also watches and was really impressed with the fact you knew all the storylines. I remember, you know what? I thought you were BSing. I'm proud of you. I thought you were really BSing all that. You knew the storylines for the Alaskan Bush people.
I told you guys.
That's great.
You guys, I don't come on and BS, man. I tell you the truth most of the time.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.